Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. You all know what time it is. We start this broadcast off with prayer, trusting and believing that you got into your set place, you got your prayer list, you made your phone calls, that you can come on, you can touch and agree with us, you can get your prayer on, because we are our brothers and sisters' keeper, and we ought to be praying one for another. Amen. So let's prepare our hearts and prepare our minds as we go before the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise that is due unto your holy name. Thanking you, O God, for this day, Lord Father, knowing that you're King of kings and Lord of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator, and we say thank you. We thank you, O Lord, for each and every prayer warrior, intercessor, watchman, leader that was and intercedes on their people, on your people behalf, Lord. Father, I thank you that define it not robbery, Lord. So, Father, I ask you to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them this day, O Lord. Father, keep that hedge of protection round about them, Lord. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list and you see all other prayer lists before you, Lord. Father, I thank you, I glorify and magnify you, Lord, for you know each and every person name by name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know each and every person name by name and what they're in need of. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others. Father, we know that you're loving, you're merciful, Lord, and you're a God of many chances, and that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord. So, Father, I thank you and glorify you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Caitlin Warren, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, the journey that you have took her on, Lord, Father, we thank you for never leaving her nor forsaking her, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for healing in her recovery, Lord, Father God, from those surgeries, Lord. And, Father, we thank you for standing on your word that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you would lift up a standard against them, Lord, Father. We thank you and glorify you for keeping her this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jessica, Sonia, Bobby, Tanisha, Jewel, Amelia, Victoria, Keith, TJ. Father, as we call those names before you, Lord, Father, they have, Lord, Father, some type of cancer, Lord. But, Father, we come in against it right now because you said by your stripes that we are healed, Lord, Father. And, Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you for your will being done in their lives right now. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for touching, Lord, Father, their immune system this day, Lord, Father. We thank you for the healing right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for those that are in remission, Lord. We thank you for Spurgeon Walters. We thank you for Caitlin. We thank you for Cohanza, Lord, Father. Father, we know, Lord, Father, nobody but you, and that nothing is too hard for you, O Lord. And for that, we say thank you. We thank you for hearing and answering prayers this day, O God. Heavenly Father, We hold before you Shana, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And Father, we thank you for keeping her, Lord. Father, we thank you for keeping her unborn baby, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over that baby, Lord. Father, covering it under the blood, Lord. Father, we thank you for your shield of protection round about her right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, continue to touch her mother right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you. We glorify and just magnifying you, Lord Father, for just showing up and showing out, Lord Father. Canceling the assignment right now of the enemy, and we say no weapons that is formed against the old God shall prosper, Lord. Thanking you. We glorifying and we magnifying you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Lord, Pearl Turner, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. And Father, we continue to thank you for her healing process, Lord, Father. Father, where she had a double mastectomy, Lord, Father, we know, oh God, that nobody but you, Lord, Father, that was there with her, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue to give her the strength, Lord, Father God, that she needs, Lord. Father, the comfort and the peace right now, Lord, Father, in you, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Boland, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him. From the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord, Father. And we say no weapons that is formed against him, O God, shall prosper, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for healing right now, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for he is your warrior, Lord, Father. He is your man of God, Lord. And, Father, we're thanking you as we touch and agree with his family, Lord, Father. Father, for his healing right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we know you can. We know you can, and nothing is too hard for you this day, Lord, Father. And glorifying you for being so mindful of him this day, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Trey, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for touching his mindset, Lord. We thank you for giving his mind peace, Lord, Father, and we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, rendering it null and void. Father, we know the enemy don't care who he used this day, but he will take his hands off of him right now, Lord. And, Father, he will grow, Lord, Father God, to be the man that you call him to be in this hour right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, see the hedge of protection round about him this day, O God. O God, we continue to hold before you those, Lord Father, that has lost loved ones, Lord Father. We continue to hold before you the Christian family, Lord Father, and the Benjamin family right now in the name of Jesus on the loss of their loved ones, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for your comforter, Lord Father God. Father, we thank you for giving them peace, Lord. And Father, for those today that don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior this day, O God. Father God, shake them and wake them this day, Lord, for we know that you don't go against our will, Lord. But Father, we're praying and interceding for our unsaved loved ones that they do not die and go to a Christless grave, O Lord. Father, have mercy today, Lord Father. Have mercy today, right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for where you have brought us from, Lord Father, to where you have taken us to, Lord. Father, you did not give up on us, Lord. Father, you was just a breath away. All we needed to do was repent and humble ourselves unto you this day. Father, touch right now, Lord. We ask you this day, O God, to use us to be a light in someone's darkness today, O God. Let us not be afraid or ashamed to lift your name on high and spread the gospel this day, O God. Father, the times that we're living in, the times that we're about to go through, Lord, Father, prepare our hearts and prepare our minds this day, O God. Strengthen it right now in the name of Jesus. For Father, we can't do it without you, O God. We cannot do it without you. Father, we thank you. We thank you just for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord. Oh, God, so many did not wake up this morning, Lord. You have those that are in the hospital, Lord, Father, in comatose states this time, Lord, Father. We ask you, oh, God, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you and glorify you, Lord, Father. So we're not the ones, Lord Father, laying in a hospital bed, Lord Father. We're not the ones, Lord Father, Father, not being able to do for others, Lord Father. But this day we ask you, Lord, to use us, Lord Father, to be a light in someone's darkness, oh God. Father God, for us to be bold soldiers in you right now, standing upon your word. And never failing, Lord, Father, to encourage others, Lord. So, Father, I thank you for this broadcast this day. I thank you for those that continually listen, the new listeners, Lord, Father. I thank you for the nations, Lord, Father, that listen in on the broadcast, Lord, Father. I thank you, Lord, Father, for those people, Lord. Father, that they get to know, Lord, Father, your word more and more, Lord, Father. Father, touch them right now, Lord. Father God, touch our listeners. You know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, we know that you are our burden bearer, our way maker, Lord. Father, our healer, our deliverer, Lord. Father, we know that you're all those things, Lord, Father. So I ask you this day to touch and move on their behalf right now, Lord. Those, Lord, Father God, that needs you like never before, Lord, Father, in their healing process, Lord, Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you this day, Lord, Father, for being right there, Lord, Father, when they call upon you, Lord. Father, for they drawing their strength, Lord, Father God, from you this day, Lord. Father, we thank you. And glorifying you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you did not get your prayer on, your praise on, you know, you ought to. You ought to get it on right now. Don't care who is around you. Give praises to God because you know what? He woke you up this morning, clothing your right mind. That job that you went to, oh, he made sure that it was open today. He made sure it was open today just for you to be there. He made sure that vehicle was running, that you had use of your limbs this day. Give him praise. Give him honor. Give him glory. And take him not for granted. You may be feeling sick. You may be hurting. Whatever. Give it to God. He said, lay every heavy burden down. Lay it down today. And praise God, because when you look back over your life, you know it was nobody but God brought you through up until this point right now, and I will continue taking you through when you trust and believe in him. Know who you are in Christ today, and know who you serve, and always remember you are not who man say you are. But you are who God say you are. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, today is Thursday, and we're going to listen to one of the recordings from the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter, from the late Pastor Sharon, and Bishop Porter. So I'm not going to keep you any longer. I am going to play the recording. Let me give you the word for the day, and I'm going to play the recording. And just prepare your hearts and prepare your mind this day to receive the word. Get something. Ask God for the spirit of discernment and the spirit of understanding, that you're able to understand and you're able to go out and you can carry out the word as well, because we all are ministers of the gospel. Amen. The word for today says, hope sees the invisible, feels the intangible, and achieves the impossible. Hope sees the invisible, feels the intangible, and achieves the impossible. I will now decrease and go forth with the recording.
Y'all pray for me. Starting with 2 Kings 2, 5th chapter. The 5th chapter? No, 4th chapter. It's the 4th chapter. Y'all excuse me that. Starting at the 38th verse, we're going to read a little bit. Pray. So I love everybody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
good, bad, or indifferent. Don't matter how he is, I still love him. 4th chapter. Start at the 38th verse. I'm just going to read for a few minutes. Hey, this is a little short part of it. Okay? And Elisha came again to Gilgal, and there was a drought in the land. And the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said unto his servants, set on the great pot and seek pottage for the sons of the prophets. Prophets got to eat now, okay? Okay? Now, and one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered thereof wild gourds. His lap came, shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. He had an idea of what he gathered. He just went out there and got some. He said, feed them, didn't he? Now imagine now, you're in a famine, a land of famine, right? It ain't nothing to eat around. I guess the gardens didn't grow either. Praise God. So he picked some wine. He picked some wild stuff. You know? He just went and picked up some stuff. All right? Not knowing what he had. But nevertheless, Elijah told him to do what? Feed the prophet. Now, if you don't see nothing else, what you gonna feed the prophet? Huh? So, he goes and he just takes what he sees. He sees some greenery hanging around there. It's wild and everything growing. And he don't know what it is. So he get him a lot full of it and take it back and put it in the pot. Ain't that so? The Bible says, so they poured out for the men to eat. And it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, oh, thou man of God, there is death in the pot. And they could not eat thereof. There is death in the pot. How many of us had come to this threshold of life and there was death in the past? about it. Now, here this man is about to unite. Remember now, for us today, what did the Lord tell us? If you drink any deadly thing, it ain't going to hurt you. Eat it. It ain't going to hurt you. Now, he promised you that, didn't he? That's for, you see. But we don't pay that no attention. Mm-hmm. We are finicky about eating. You know how we are. Mm-hmm. And you know today, you lot have death in any pot today, the way people are recalling all kind of everything just about you eat is recalls. There's been a recall on it. Everything, including ice cream. Mm-hmm. Can't even get fat, can you? Mm-hmm. See, everything's in recall. So, therefore, death is in a lot of pots these days. Mm-hmm. Think about it now. Now, what you going to do? You know you love hot dogs and hamburgers, and there they're telling you they recalling all of that meat. Mm-hmm. See, now they done messed up, haven't they? Messed up with your stuff, but you really like to eat them hot dogs. You know, you feed them children hot dogs and hamburgers. They don't know nothing else. They don't know about pork chops and steaks and how you call it? Pig feet and pig ears. And they don't know about all this. Huh? They just know about hamburgers and hot dogs. You see what the children of the day love. Okay. And now they're decking that pot. Huh? Messing with your hot dog, messing with your hamburger. Everything got death in the pot. What you going to do with it today? Can you eat it? Will you eat it? Hmm? Or you say, I'm going to eat something. I'm telling you, your eggs is messed up. Hmm? Everything messed up, ain't it? Then another say, eggs ain't good for you. Then they say, this ain't good for you. That ain't good for you. Just about everything you eat, they trying to say it's not good for you. Hmm. Your health. So, we hear a lot of death in the pot, don't we? Hmm? Because we can't eat nothing. You say, oh, Lord, this going to hurt me. Oh, this going to kill me. Oh, this going to give me cancer. Oh, this going to give me this, that, and the other. Hmm? Even down to the telling you the powder put on your body give you cancer. Hmm? Death in the pot. Hmm? All around, there's death in the pot. But there's always the remedy. I'm so glad when God said, when Jesus said that he gave unto us power over all the power of the enemy, nothing by any means shall hurt you. Now, it don't matter if somebody puts something in the pot, if you are one of the righteousness of God, there ain't nothing going to happen. That's your answer. To that pot that has damaged, to the pot that has been soured, to the pot that has been corroded, let me tell you, God gave us the answer to it. Everyone, everything that came, it doesn't matter how evil somebody was. If you belong to Jesus Christ, you don't have to worry about that pot. You don't have to worry about what they put in there. God will protect you every time. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. But we don't hear that, do we? And then what he said in the fellow the first verse, but he said, then bring meal, and he cast it into the pot, and he said, pour out for the people that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. See, just that quick, that easy. The meal, let's put it this way, that's the word of God. Huh? See? You pray over it before you eat, because you need to pray over everything before you eat. You know what? You don't know what somebody put in there. Huh? See that? You don't know. I'm not trying to keep you from eating. Nah, I'm not trying to keep you from eating. I'm just trying to tell you a little something what the Bible says. The Bible got the answer to it. The Word of God has the answer to everything. When someone come up against you in any way, anyway, God has the answer. He does what? He warns you. Thing is, we don't want to listen when he warns, do we? Come on, think about it. He warned you. This is something to hurt you. But if he sends someone to tell you the pot is poison, do you go on and eat it anyhow? No. You follow directions. Don't eat it. Hello. See, you want to eat it anyhow. Well, I know, see, I call it tempting God. When God warns you and you go, God will take care of me. I know God will take care of me. Yes, but God sent his warning to you not to touch the pot. Did you hear? Don't touch the pot. You hear what he say? The pot is poison. That means if you drink the poison, it's going to kill you because I ain't stopping you. Amen. Hello, somebody, because I warned you.
I'm on now.
See how we don't listen to what the Word of God is saying or God's Word is saying through someone? I'm so glad one day when the Lord sent me a message to somebody that they were, don't eat their food. I listened and I didn't eat it either. Because if I had have eaten out of that pot, I would be dead today. Do you understand? The thing is following God's instructions, regardless of whether you like the person or not, regardless, if the person gives you a word of caution, be careful. Don't. You follow instructions. Not your feeling, I don't like her. She's just, you know, doing this, that, or the other. That's a dangerous thing. Because now God is not obligated to do what? To keep you, to save you, to prevent this from harming you when he already gave you directions. Don't touch the pot. See, right here, God was obligated to use Elijah this time because Elijah, the one, told them to go get something to feed them, and he knew there was a famine in the land, a drought. There was nothing growing there. No food was growing there. But let me tell you one thing about it. One thing Elijah said is this. Listen here. He said this. The prophet, see the prophet. The prophets was all sitting there around him before him. And he said, feed the prophet. He said about feed him. He ain't say nothing about give him no food. He said, feed the prophet. Feed the word of God. The word of God has to be cared for. The word of God has to be taken care of. You see, you mind the word of God and who it comes from. It was coming from Elijah, was it not? So when it came from Elijah, he came and he talked to one of his servants and told them to feed the prophet. Put the pot on the stove now and feed it. He knew they were hungry. The prophets was doing the work that God sent them to do. Today, you don't care about whether the prophet hungry or not, do you? All you can go around and say is, hallelujah, Peter talking about they prophets. Ain't that many prophets in the world. God ain't got no more prophets. This is what's going on. This is the language going on now. There is no prophet. There is a prophet. There always a prophet. There was going to be a prophet. There's going to be prophets because God's word has to come forth. And who do he use his prophets? Elijah knew that the prophets was very important, and they needed the food. The rest of them don't have to have no food; they can fast. But right now, the prophets need food because they are Now, that's the natural food. Spiritual food is there because now the prophets have to go and deal spiritually to the people. They might have gotten natural food, but now they have to go and deal the spiritual food to the people.
Yes, yes, yes.
See, and they need their strength because when they are fighting against demons and devils, it takes your strength.
Yes, come on.
You see, and they needed all the help they could because they bringing the word of God to the people, and they breaking down walls of petition that was set before them, and everything that come against them, they had to fight. They needed their strength. Elijah knew this. He knew this. That's why he told him, set the great pot on there. Set it on the stove. Set it out there. Feed them. The sons of the prophets. They got a work to do. Do you have a work to do today? You have to be fed the word of God. Come on, sons of prophets. You need to be fed the word of God. God got a pot on right now waiting to feed you. A pot of his miracles. A pot full of healing. Of endowments that you need to accomplish what he's given you to do. You got a pot full of everything you need. But if you never sit at Elijah's table, what is being served to the prophet, you won't get nothing to feed nobody with. Huh? In other words, you are sitting somewhere now where the word is being ministered to you so that you are able to go out and feed others. See, that's what the word's all about. Passing it on. You pass it on to somebody else, do you not? Diane said, it's feed. It's feed time. How many people are walking the earth now saying that God called them and they haven't eaten from the master's table? Hello, anybody? They ain't got no, they're famished. They're famished. Ain't no food. Huh? And God told us in the Bible, he told us in the Old Testament, that there coming a day, there's going to be a famine in the land. And we think it is just food. It ain't just the natural and the spiritual work hand in hand. They the same, side by side. Every time something works in the natural, it works in the spiritual also. They parallel. Okay, they are parallel. Do you get the picture? And if there's going to be a famine in land, that means the word of God going to be scarce. Nobody going to be giving no word of God because he's taking everything out of the world, everybody out of the world, and he's going to leave it what? Bare. You didn't think about that, did you? Huh? No word of God. You ain't going to find a preacher. And if they were given one, you know it ain't the truth. You had heard some truth somewhere down the line, and you just didn't adhere to the truth. You kind of ignored the truth. You knew it was the truth, but you ignored the truth. But now you need truth, and there is no truth. You're in a barren lane. What do you think the devil is doing to people today? Did you hear some of the comments people are making today when you talk about Jesus on Facebook and everywhere else, how they try to degrade you, make you feel bad because you believe in God and you pray and call on Jesus? Don't let them bother you. Know that God is still your answer. He's still the one in control, whether they're going to believe it or not, whether they can see it or not. It's like what I just wrote. It's the doll that is you, the person laying down. They close. Put you flat on your back, throw your eyes open. Huh? That's what he has to do. Why? Because you don't want to see what's going on. You don't want to see that the enemy is trying to take over every inch of the earth. See, he trying, but he can't do it. God ain't give him all that. He give him just so much. He allowed him so much to control. Now, you don't walk over into his territory. Stay in God's territory. When you stay in God's territory, the pot will not harm you. You got the word. Tell Diane, how you cook a good meal, how you make your good meal taste good and cook it just right. It's always praying and keep your hand in the pot, stirring the pot. Keep a spoon in there, a fork in there, something. If you got rice, keep a fork so you keep the grains clear like that. They don't want to gummy up on you and everything. See what I'm saying? Hmm? Something has always got to be going on, action in the pot. See, when he throws the meal in the pot, he told him, throw some meal in the pot. And he threw the meal in the poison pot, you know. And all he had to do was just throw it in there. When he throwed it in there, it took over. The word of God would take over in your life. Every time something evil come against you, every time something sour come against you, every time somebody come against you, oh, let me tell you, you just throw the meal in the pot, the word of God, Adam. That's all you got to do is remember the word of God. Throw it at him. Read one. If you got the book in your hand, read a scripture right at the devil and let him know that I will not accept the poison pot. Hello. Did y'all hear that? Amen. Praise God. Huh? And don't let these bad experiences cause you to go the other way. Huh? All these people is talking bad. Hmm? Think about that. Talking bad about God. They don't believe in Jesus. Well, they got a problem. They have an end, too, if they don't change. You see what I'm saying? Could be some people related to you. Could be some people that you love, you know. You know you got some friends you love or whatever, whatever. But when they go that way, I'm leaving them alone. You see? Because we have to agree together, don't we? How can we walk together if we don't agree? We don't need to be walking with nobody that we don't agree with. They don't agree with us. What I mean agree is they don't have your future at heart. They don't have your vision. They don't want to believe in your vision. They the only one got a vision. See, he gave all of us something. See, we all got a vision. In other words, a ministry. We all got a ministry. But he want us to be ministers of flame. That our minister, his minister should be flames of fire. That's what the Bible says he should be. Hmm? Not somebody always pouring water on the fire, trying to put it out. Huh? See what I'm talking about? Here, the man of God, and tell him what to do. Do you believe? Listen, let's just throw this in. The man of God, Elijah, the prophet, the prophet. Then the sons of the prophet was around him because they know he had something, huh? He did what? He even healed people and delivered people and showed folks the hand of God in a lot of ways, you know, throughout the land. This is the man to be reckoned with, Elijah. And if he says, put some meal in the pot, put some meal in the pot. Hmm? And now you can eat. In other words, stay with the word of God, y'all. No matter what comes in your life, do not delete the Lord. keep God in your head. God has placed people in our lives to help us, to comfort us when we get discouraged, because you know you're going to get discouraged. The work you do, you know the devil is always messing around, making plans to discourage you and to knock you out the park altogether. That's what he's doing. He want to put your fire from under your pot. You cooking in the pot. You cooking and you cooking and you cooking. And in other words, let's put it in this way. Your ministry is being cooked good. Can feed the people. All the words that you're getting, all the words that you have and you have eaten, have you have put into your system, into your mind, into your heart, and every part of you, your body's reeking with the aroma of the word. You hear me? It's reeking with it. If somebody see you, they can do nothing. But what's coming from you? The word of God.
Amen.
The word of God. See what I'm saying? Why would you let someone cause you to dump your pot out? Now, he didn't tell him to dump it out, did he? He didn't say dump the pot out. They said, oh, man of God, there's death in the pot. And they couldn't eat it. He didn't say dump it out, did he? See, just because things happen bad, that we call bad, I call them opportunities. Just because things happen don't mean you got to get rid of the whole thing. You ain't going to get rid of your ministry because things gone wrong. You don't throw it out. That's like the saying everybody used to have one time, say, you don't throw the baby out with the bath water. You ain't going to do that, is you? No. So Elijah didn't tell him to throw the pot out. Because you know some of us say, you know the first thing say, poison in it. Throw it out. Throw it in the pot. That's the first thing we will say. Okay, now let me show you another example. When you burn your pot, whether it's rice, but it's a lot of times rice sticks and it'll burn quick too sometimes. But other things burn. If you just take it, you can take it out that pot in another pot, still cooking the same stuff. But you put some butter in that rice pot, it'll take out the burn. Hey, see what I'm saying? See, he took meal and they put in the pot. You just didn't know that. You ain't a good. Praise God. See, you can tell when people are cooking. And it did what? Just like the bird in your pot. Your mama ain't never tell you that stuff? Or she just threw the pot out, too? I can see Diane throwing the pot out. Now, Micah did throw my oatmeal pot out because I like burnt oatmeal. And I burned it one time too many and couldn't get it out. Soaking it, never got it out. He throw the whole pot of it. I ain't got another pot like that. I looked in the store, can't even find a pot like it. You see, it cooked oatmeal so good to rice too, you know. But learn that. He throw meal in it. You throw some butter in it. And watch the taste. Take the taste out. I'm just throwing a little cooking in there too, y'all. See what I'm saying? But there was no harm in the pot after this. That's what I'm telling you. When you burn it, you put the butter in it, then you can eat it. You ain't got to throw it away. Don't be ready to throw everything away. Don't throw people, all the people away. cut on them. You kind of talk to them and try to soothe them down a little bit, but then when you see that they are not going to come around and try to get with things and get with the program and everything, you leave them alone. Then don't throw it out. Can't get it out, then you throw it out. See? So, now, he fed the prophets. He fed the prophets, and then the prophets feed you. You see? See how it go? God always got a way. Now let's finish reading this history. And there came a man from Belshazzar, somebody, and the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley. Wait a minute. I ain't going no further. Now they ain't had nothing. Now here comes this man came and brought them all this food. Lord, have look at God. Oh, when you do what the man of God says. Look at here. 20 loaves of barley and full ears of corn in the husk there. And he said, give unto the people that they may eat. Now the people can eat too. But the prophet had to eat out that pot. You hear that? That's a special word. See, that's a special word. You are coming to a word here from God. God is bringing us into a word today. This is not the words like we are used to, what we have had in time past. I know it may similar, but it is not like that. We need a fresh word. We need fresh manner. We need fresh oil. We need this now in order to deal with the things that are coming on the lake. And those prophets needed that particular part. Now, they could have sit there and waited. God could have told him, but God could not have told him also. The man come from Baal, Sheol, somebody. Now, he came with all this food. And his servant just said, what should I set this before 100 men? He said again, give the people that they may eat. For thus saith the Lord, they shall eat and shall leave their, they gonna have some left over. Oh, because see, it was a famine in the land, so God was taking care of everybody, wasn't he? To the prophet first, and then to the rest of the people. Food was provided, enough left over. So he set it before them, they did eat, left thereof according to the word of the Lord. The Lord will multiply. And he'll provide, won't he? Y'all tell me the truth. Won't he multiply? Won't he provide? Won't he make a way when there ain't no way? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That make you all right. Don't matter what the pot looks like, rusted and bent, all that kind of burnt and everything else, but it used to be, it still can cook. Praise God. God letting you know there's always a way. With his word, there's always a way out of the dilemma you're in. You ain't hear me today, did you? Praise God. It don't matter who don't like you. It don't matter. They don't mean nothing. See? Don't mean nothing. It's just a stepping stone for you to go up higher. Step over them people. Step over whoever they are and say, well, Lord, I thank you for one more day. I thank you one more time you elevated me to another level. I thank you, God, for your word. I thank you for your pot, God. I thank you for this one, this pot of pottery that you sent me. Father, I just thank you. Y'all don't get me. I'm ready to eat now, aren't you? Eat the word. See? Didn't the Bible tell you taste and see? Look at the honey just flowing. Look at it, huh? So you didn't know that bee and that flower was getting together, did you? You didn't know that to give you something good. You didn't know it. God got a way of doing things. God got a way of being there. You don't even notice how the bees swarm around. And you tell me, get out of here, I'm going to kill you. You know, you don't even kill the bee because he don't want to stain you. That's what you say. He's trying to look for a flower to light on and help pollinate. You know, getting himself all ready to go into his little hive and do what? Produce you some honey. Produce you some honey. That's what he's doing. You see what I'm saying? God got a way of giving what you need. Milk and honey and butter. Look at them wafers. They didn't even know they were getting it. But they got it. Can you imagine all that? Well, I'm gonna quit. Let somebody go on and do what they want to do too now. Praise God. I ain't gonna hog off everything the word. But let me tell you, God is still the answer. Let me tell you, not only still, but he is the only answer. Whatever is going on in your life, God is the answer. They don't bother about how you feel. Hey, you tell me, I thought you was sick. My body may be sick, but my mind ain't. And my mouth ain't. Times you don't have no energy. But remember now what Daniel told you in the book of Daniel. Daniel said that the enemy was going to do. They're coming this time where the enemy's going to wear the saints out. Ain't that what he's doing? Trying to wear us out? Some you tired and you ain't even did nothing. You so tired, your body don't want to move. Sometimes it won't move. You see? On in the land, in the world. And didn't you notice there's things in the air you can't see? There are so many germs in the air, things that can make you sick. People don't even know how they get sick sometimes or where this comes from. Why did this get over here and start doing this? All kind of things. Well, when the earth shook, tsunami flipped, come up from the bottom of the ocean and bring all kinds of things, things you ain't never heard of. It's out in the air. It look good. But let me tell you, it ain't good for you. The thing can help you is Jesus Christ. Now, they can talk about him, call him all kind of names. He don't have to defend himself. I don't have to defend him. All I can do is tell you of his glory and his goodness. That he's still the answer. In this vision say, I'll die with that. Hallelujah. Ain't no death in the pot unless you looking for death. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm finna sign on. But ain't no death in the pot until you unless you looking for the death. Now, see? What did he give you the scripture to say? Death and life is in the power of the tongue?
Yes.
Death and life. Now, choose you. What did he tell you to do? Yes. Choose life. He didn't tell you to choose death. See? You don't drink out the pot like it is. You drink out the pot after the future, what it has become. Did you get that? Hello. You drink out of it as what it has become, not what it was. Come on. You will not be what you were. You're a brand new creature now. Come on. Hello. Because you did what? got the pot at the right time. At the right time. When it became. See, long as it's becoming and hasn't gotten there yet, you can't drink out of it. But you had to come and drink when it became. All right, here you go. Somebody has praised God. We don't want to go in. We'd be here all day. Praise the Lord. And that was a little gem she was putting forth in the last end. My God, became what? My God, whatever the word of God call it, my God. She can, the woman of God, that's a powerful word from the Lord today. I tell you, I thank God for the word right now from Apostle Porter this morning about the word of God is the answer. And what? The word of God is definitely the answer today, because we need what his word is telling us, because the word can become whatever we want it to be. He'll be a healer, right? The word became, the word that comes forth pronounced healing. It pronounced deliverance. And it pronounced healing on the pot that had what? That vine that was poisonous. But I tell you, when the woman of God was reading about the prophet, and Elijah being a prophet, he was actually speaking to other prophets. And when he commanded them to feed the prophet, feed the mouthpiece of God. Why? Because the prophet pronounced and the prophet speak, and the prophet called those things that don't be into manifestation. And I tell you, it is so important to pay attention to when you make sure you feed the who? The prophet. But you have always heard, you give the prophet a glass of water, you get a prophet reward. So when you feed or impart or give into the prophet, you know that there's a reward for that, because you give it into them. And they can pronounce the word of God over your life, or a blessing over your life. And your pot that is, the things in your life that is dead, they can speak into, because it seems like it takes you doing something in order to release the word. The word comes forth by, you activate the word by releasing a seed, releasing whatever it is. You say seed could be any form of doing something. It don't necessarily have to be money all the time. It could be the meal. It could be taking the person around, imparting words, being kind. All those things are also seed. So it activates a blessing. It activates the word of God concerning you, for you. And I just thank God when they talk, call and say the pot was, there was death in the pot, the man of God did not panic. Why? Because he was already in the future speaking and knowing that his word can bring forth life. And then when you go further back, this is the same Elijah with the woman, right, with the oil. And he told her to bring me what? To make me a cake first. So the word was the answer for her to, the word of God was the answer for her to bring her out of poverty into plenty or superabundance. So the word of God, the same word of God from the same prophet, bring forth life into a pot. And I thank God for the word that talks about the meal. And I was wanting to say, God, is that has something to do with the meal offering? Because, you know, when you look at the word of God, everything coincides into things. You know, it blends in. We may not want to say, well, is this something to do with the meal? The meal offering? You give a meal, you do the meal offering, the burn offering, do all these things connected, because you give what you give unto God first, and then he in turn make what ways for you. The word release in your life blessing. And then I'm reminded about Jeremiah in the first chapter in verse 13 says, and the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a seed in pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. And then the word of the Lord, then the Lord said unto me, out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. And then God told him, you see well, right? The Lord said, as you see well, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And then the word again came, and he said, I see a seething pot. And a seething pot is a boiling pot. I see a pot being boiled. I see things that going on. I see things that coming together. Because in 2 Kings, they had a pot of pottage, right, of different things they put together to create something. So it would all had to be boiling together, coming together to create. So the prophets speak and it creates. They come, they speak the word of God, and something, God always used something. He needs something to use to create plenty today. And I'm reminded even about the fishes and the loaves. Because when you think about this right here, when you go further down, when the woman of God was reading about the man bought in how many, the first fruit, right? And he bought in the first fruit of the 20 loaves, and he bought the first fruit of different things, and the first fruit is actually the what you bring to the priest, right? The teruma. We talk about that same or the heave offering. A lot of people know it as the heave offering. You bring what? The percentage to the priest, right? Or the man of God or the prophet. And God told him what? He was able to feed the people, right? But then when you read further down, it seemed like there was another miracle going forward, because it was multiplied and people were blessed. So God always needs something, a little something, a seed from you. Release your seed today. You need something to create something for you. You need God to move? Plant a seed. You need God to move for you? You can pray, yes. But you know what? It takes a seed also, and it's a sacrifice. So you got to do something to create what you're looking for. Release something to create the answer you're looking for. Because he talks about he prayed. He prayed. But he also, what? Seeds were planted. And yes, we know this, the word of God is a seed also. But when we need God to move on our behalf, and I believe in provoking the prophet, provoking the gift of God in the man or the woman of God, because they are God's mouthpiece. Because you what? Behind the seed, you're laying it before God. Because you're looking for an answer from him. Not from man, but you're looking for an answer from God. So today, if you can take your eyes off your situation and look beyond and see differently and see the word of God going forward and performing everything it was released to do. When we speak the word of God, right, when we talk, we don't know what it's forming, right? But we see the manifestation of it, whether it be words of life or death. But today we're talking about the prophet speak the word. The prophet speak the word, and the prophet gave them instruction, put the meal in there. And he changed everything around. And the woman of God was talking about, the doctor may have given you a bad report. But what will you take you? Will you believe God today? Will you take him at his word that I am the God that heals? Will you take the word that your situation can turn around? We need a situation to turn around today. We need God to intervene on our behalf, on our family today. We need God to move on our behalf for the ministry today. We need God to move today, to touch the stony heart and make it soft again, to open their eyes that they can see clearly. And instead of it being a word of death, words of life may spring forth. And they can see clearly. Jeremiah, what do you see? Put your name in it today. What do you really see around you? Can you take your eyes off the poison or the death in the pot and call those things forward that you desire today? Know that you are the one got to do something. You got to use the word of God. God might say to Abraham, Abraham, what do you see? Oh, look up, Abraham. You always got to do something. Look up around you, Abraham. Look up and see and tell me, can you count it? We got to look up, look to the hills from where our help comes from. It doesn't come from man per se, but God, yes, God used man to bless you. But your help comes from him that created the heaven and the earth. And he's the one that's going to touch each and every person to move on your behalf. And God be speaking to people. But it's up to them to do it. And if they don't do it, he always have a ram in the bush. We talk about that ram. There's always an alternative. There's always something. Why? His word will not come back to him, boy, but he will accomplish everything he set out to do. And it doesn't matter if they like you or don't like you. But you know what? God is doing something new, y'all. He is doing something, and he is moving. And you may not understand, but he's moving each and every person into another place in him to think differently. And sometimes he'll allow you to cut a little string. I hear the woman of God say, you throw them away. But people get offended when you tell them, you know what, I got to make some change. They get offended when you say, I got to cut some string. Why? Because I cannot deal with you not changing. I cannot deal with your mindset, the same old mindset. I can't deal with the poison mindset. I can't deal with that. Are you serious? The devil can fool you that much? I can't deal with that any longer because I got to make a change. I got to keep on going in this journey. And it's okay. You got to go and do what God called you to do. If they run behind and catch up, it's okay. I'm reminded when God says it's time to move, it's time to shift, it's time to go forth. You got to do what he told you to do. It doesn't matter who don't understand. So the word is what? Of God. It is the answer. And I thank God for the answer today. I thank God for moving by his power and by his strength. There's nobody but the Lord today. When God told him, I need you to make a change, Abraham, make the change. Everybody don't always understand the change. But you know what? He'll understand after a while. But God is seeing, will you pay attention? Will you do what he called you to do? So prophet, keep speaking. Prophet, tear down, pull down. Unearth the enemy. Prophet, do what God called you to do. If they don't understand it, they'll come to a place of understanding. So be blessed and allow God to use you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God, amen, for the word. I was just feasting. Just back here feasting and enjoying the Lord. And as I was looking here, praise God, amen, that it was a famine, amen, in the land at this time, amen. But, man, God, amen, turned. He's always able to turn a bad situation and make something good out of it. He'll turn a negative into a positive. Praise God. And we know, amen, God's way is always the best way. Am I right? Oh, praise God. God always wants obedience, though. Praise God. And I was just thanking God in this feasting. ministering, man, how, you know, Apostle was saying, amen, he didn't throw out the plot when the prophet told him that that was death in the pot. Hello? And so all the time I was thinking about it, when food is done, got burned or don't taste good, we'll throw it out. But, you know, we got too many ingredients today, praise God, to take that bad taste and make something, amen, taste better. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord, amen. You don't have to put the salt in it, praise God, but you have them other herbs and herbs, amen, that we can spice it up, praise God. So as it is in the natural, the same, praise God, in the spirit, praise God. But God moved. And not only did when the prophet, amen, spoke to the servant and told them to bring me the body, put some flour in there, praise God. Now, he took that poison, amen, situation out of the pot. Amen. And the Lord would take that bad situation in your life. Amen. It may be your rebellious child. Praise God. And it may be that unwavered husband. Praise God. Amen. It's always, it may be somebody on your job. God will always turn that situation for you. Amen. He's doing it even as we speak today. Because he said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what he pleases. Am I right? Amen. And he's moving. He's destroying the yokes. Praise God. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. But amen, oftentimes we got to listen, amen, to the prophet. And as I was looking at verse 43, praise God, he says here in verse 43, the servant, he said, now, feed 100 people. The prophet repeated, give it to the group of prophets so they can eat. For the Lord said, there will be plenty for all. Oh, God going to give you more than enough. Amen. If you hearken to the word of God and listen to the prophet, praise God. Amen. It's glad about it. Now, I want you to look at this situation now. God didn't speak here. The prophet did. How many know, amen, God speak to the prophet? The prophet obey God. Am I right? I'm going to say it again. Amen, God didn't speak in this situation. The prophet did. Praise God. God speak to the prophet, and the prophet obey God. Amen, and God always leads the prophet, amen, on what to say and what to do. Amen, and this is what Elijah, amen, was doing. Amen. Man, and he, praise God, and everybody was able to, amen, have more than enough, praise God. And they didn't have to worry about, amen, death in the pot, amen, because he turned that situation on their behalf, praise God. And I was looking at Elisha here, tell me, amen, that he was a he did many miracles back in his day. Amen. And he ministered for some 50-some years. Praise God. And he always did miracles to those that was always in need, not only to the rich, praise God, but those, amen, that was in need. Amen. And not for his own expense, praise God, but to always to help others. Praise God. What about you today? Amen. If it's all this, you, myself, and I, or do you want to, amen, be a blessing to others? Praise God. And this is where our mindset, amen, need to be today, amen, to be able to be a help to others. Praise God. To go out, amen, and to help somebody else that is less, what, more fortunate than we are. Praise God. And the last verse, amen, in that chapter, so he set it before them, and they did eat, and left thereof according to the word of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. God always have a way that is mighty sweet. Am I right? Praise the Lord. He always bring you out to bring you in to something better. Praise God. And I thank God for the overflow. Amen. He always wants to give us more than enough. He wants to give us the leftover. Praise God. And and I'm glad about it. Praise God that we serve a risen Savior. Praise God. I thank God that he is God of the living and not the dead. Praise God. Amen. I'm glad about it. Praise God. Amen. Are you on the Lord's side today? Praise God. If you're on the Lord's side, you can shout the victory. Praise God. Oh, he yet worketh miracles. Praise God. Some folks say that miracles are not for today. Amen. But the devil is a lie. Praise God. Amen. He yet worketh miracles. He's yet healing. He yet sending deliverance. Amen. In people's lives. Praise God. He yet doing great things. Praise God. Amen. Oh, somebody out there, amen, can raise their hand. Amen. God is working miracles even as we speak. He's opening up doors for you. Praise God. He's making ways out of no way. Amen. Because he is a right-now God. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. He is always on time. How many know he may not come when you call, but he's always on time. Am I right? Praise God. I'm glad about it today, man, that we serve a risen Savior. Praise can use anything to accomplish his purpose. Look what he did with this this flower, amen, and turned that poisonous, amen, pot, amen. Look how he turned that situation, amen, a miracle. Praise God. Always, God always have a way, amen, that is mighty sweet, amen. He can take nothing and make something out of it. Praise God. We are yet on the potter's wheel. Praise God. If we stay on the wheel and let him mold us and make us, everything will be all right. Amen. He will bring us out with a mighty hand. I'm glad about it today that he is God. And if it's besides him, there is no other. Praise God. So at the end, amen, everyone was able to eat, amen, out of the pot. But it was death in there. Praise God. And the people took a bite and said, wait a minute, this don't taste too good. Praise God. Oh, and we have people here. They'll tell you quick, no, this don't taste right. Praise God. And they won't eat it either. Praise God. But, oh, thank God, Al, you got somebody know what to do. Amen. Amen. And God is always, praise God. Amen. If you listen, amen, to that small, still voice, he'll tell you what to do with the pot. Amen. If he did it then, he'll do it now. Amen. He's God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. He's always there. Amen. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. And I'm glad about it. Praise God. He loves us with an everlasting love. Amen. We just got to obey his prophets. Amen. Listen. Amen. Amen to the word. Amen. When they are speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I heard the Lord say that he be lifted up from the earth. He said he'll draw all men unto him. And he's always there with outstretched arms, saying, whosoever will, let him come. And if you come, he said he will in no wise cast you out. Oh, he's moving even as I speak. Praise God. In the earth realm, amen, he's destroying yokes, amen, on our behalf. And somebody's family, praise God. He's turning your midnight into day, praise God. He's changing the atmosphere, your situation right now, amen, in your life. Amen. You may be done got a bad report, amen, from the doctor. Praise God. But how many know, amen, that the doctors don't have the last say? It ain't over till God says it's over. Am I right? Lord, God bless you today. Amen. May heaven continue to smile on you. Amen. Jesus love you. Praise God and bless you too.
The Lord, praise the Lord. I was so happy that the message played all the way through today. God is good. Perfect timing. I'm trusting that you heard the word, you received the word today, and you will apply the word today to your life. We serve an awesome and powerful God, and we just thank God again for that word coming forth. Because we know the word is never late and the word is always a right now word. Amen. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, please visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and go ahead and click like and follow, and you can click on the link. You can click on any one of the Blog Talk Radio links and hear the broadcast that you want to hear. And if you let that broadcast play, when it's finished, another one is going to come on. So you can sit and bask in the word all day if you want to. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. That's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Conference Line. That calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333 pound. And join us on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Facebook Live service. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. There's so much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop worrying how the story is,
I can let go
and
I can let God
let him have,
his way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at that.
Let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.